What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back, welcome back. Conversations on the Rocks, you're tuned in to now. It's the coolest host you know, your homie Ice. How y'all feeling? Who else we got?
Miss Tish, the best in the building. The most fabulous.
She couldn't think of something. That's why she was
hella late with that one, wasn't it? I was waiting for her. I was like, what is she gonna say something?
She couldn't think of nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'ma still keep it cool as always, man. The coolest of the all coolest, man. You know what I'm saying? If I was any cooler, I'd be a motherfucking freezer. It's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
Shout out, man. And we got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to King Zoo, man. Thank you for being, you know what I'm saying, coming through. You know what I mean?
Blessings to everybody. How y'all doing?
Everything's good, man. And shout out to Rhythmics Radio. We here again Mondays, 8 p.m. You know where we at, man. We got the usual shenanigans. And my phone falling. So as soon as I say shenanigans.
I feel like it's about to be a foggy night.
Yeah, I think so. Shout out to the COTR gang out there, man. And everybody, it's just, you know what I mean? We in December, heavy into December. We got about a week and a half almost of the year 2021, man. Before we get into that, how was y'all weekend, man? Did y'all feel, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have any plans? You know what I'm saying? Did y'all have fun? Was you making money, Tish? You know what I'm saying? Like how was the weekend?
Always. If I ain't making money, something wrong.
Okay.
Yes. I'm always slinging candles. MiaMoreScent.com. Y'all check me out. Shipping is still going on. I can get it to you by Christmas. Holla at me.
Okay. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Los Vegas.
Oh, man. Let me tell
you. God damn it.
Talk about me.
I didn't do too much this weekend. I worked, had to go take that driving class.
Okay, how'd that go?
It was a straight 8 hours.
Like I told you, I don't know what whack-ass class you went to. But this wasn't mine, you know what I'm saying? My shit was straight off the boulevard. You know how Dale City get down. Shout out to Dale City out there, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about the joint behind the CVS?
Yeah, hell yeah.
The
same
joint. 8 hours. You didn't do the 8 hours there?
No, man. It was the holiday, man. My man. Show some love, man.
I had a dickhead instructor then because I went to the same one.
Was it a white dude?
Yes, and he told you about Dell Boulevard clocking. Like, if you do 45, the speed limit from the top to the bottom, you'll hit green lights all the way.
Well, maybe he just didn't like you, Tish. I don't know. I just got caught with a speeding ticket, so, you know, to get away with the speeding ticket, go take this class. You know what I'm saying? So I went and did the little driving class.
And you had to do one, too, by the way.
Then,
yeah, mine was a couple years ago, so not as an actual adult.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, that's all I did, man. Cooled out, man, for real, for real.
Now, that's good to hear, man. Good to hear you got that, because I know you've been talking about that for a minute. So.
Right, and I had, and this was the last class too. I had to like schedule this with my job. They was like, this and that. I was like, hey, bro, I'm gonna tell you right now, ain't gonna be here Saturday. Like, so you can take it however you want to take this right now, because the nigga gonna keep his license.
I'm telling you, keep driving.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to that class.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, I mean, maybe Tish must have pissed him off that day. Oh, and it was the cheapest one.
They give you like, what, 5 points or some shit?
Yeah.
5 points.
Yeah,
I've
been getting money.
I think it was the girl that was in the class. She was asking 1,001 questions. And I'm like, damn, bitch, can we wrap this up?
Oh, young. And see, I was going to say that. I had this A-Rap dude in that joke. Yeah. He asked 1,000 questions. And every time, I mean, it was nonstop. Mm-hmm. Like, if he said, you drive 45, but you was in a 30, you're going to get stopped, and this is reckless. And he would be like, question, so is it all the way reckless, or is it this and that? And then my wife doesn't want me driving, and this. I was like, bruh, shut the fuck up. Yeah, let's get this test over with. Like, the less we say to this nigga, the less he's going to teach. Exactly. But this Bama, we took like 3 breaks. So and I was like, damn.
He stayed up late.
Hey, shit. Nigga, he gave those certificates. He said, hey, man, make sure everything good on that jump. My man was in there. Shout out to my man, Dominic. He was in there, jump, Damo, around the way. He was in there. Shout we was in there together and shit. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't wait to get home and smoke. I couldn't wait to get home and smoke. Yeah. I'm like, I hope this shit ain't all day. He passed out the certificates, asked everybody, was everything looking good? He was like, then he snatched up certain people's shit because they ain't pay yet. Right. You whack ass niggas. Y'all didn't pay yet. They was on this and that. Oh, now my shit was paid up. He was like, all right, y'all, it's almost lunchtime. He was like, how y'all feel about going home? I said, see? Only do it.
Only do it. Thank
you. Yeah, you know why? Because somebody tried to curse me.
I did.
This week.
I did.
Like, oh, nah, you got to do the whole. Me. You got to do the whole shit. Oh, yeah. You got to do the whole eight. You got to do the whole eight. I was like, no, I don't. Tish, like, don't do me
don't
like
that. Don't put that on you.
Yeah,
huh?
Don't put that on me. And won't God do it?
He was looking out.
Shout out to that Dell City class and shit, man.
Hey, if y'all try to get one of those driver classes out the way, go to that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
King they Z? Were actually my driving instructor, too. I got my...
That's probably why. You probably scared the fuck out of them driving the first time.
We took them on the back road. And
as soon as he saw
your
ass, he said, she definitely need to be in here for 8 hours. You know what I'm saying?
We got back on the main road.
Y'all heard that, right?
He was like, yeah, we just going to go ahead and give you your permit. And I was done.
ASAP.
The getaway driver over here and shit.
That's funny as shit. Zoo, how was your weekend, man? You know what I'm saying? What'd you get into?
Just been busy, brother. Just been working, man. Finishing up this, this album. I got an album on the way.
Okay.
So, I'm in town, man. You know, tying in a little loose ends with that.
Yeah.
Getting everything situated with that, that's man. Good. Trying to put out this classic material for y'all. That's it. You know, I've been in the studio day in, day out.
Been working on that.
So, yeah, what's man. The concept of this album? What made you stop and put this one together?
The story, man. The glory. The glory needs to be told. You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like it ain't too many kings out here that's laying law down and that's telling, you know, how things supposed to be or how things really are. Yeah. I should say. How things really are. And I think I'm the epitome of how things really are. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I feel like it's my job to get this message out here. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
Still
at
who I am. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's important that you know, these youngers out here know what the real is. They don't know what the real is.
So what's the real?
Huh?
What's the real, and what should these youngins know?
That's a good
you know
question.
I'm coming with the good questions now.
That's a good question. The reality of it is, man, for real, is this. You gonna do what you do, man, to to live and survive. It's a difference between living and surviving, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of people out here just surviving. You know, they don't really got no plans on what they gonna do. You know, when they get the money, ain't nobody ever showed them. They don't have the tools. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, they ain't really had nobody to guide them. You know, to like sit down and them to explain to them what to do, what they doing. They don't got no means to an end. You see what I'm trying to say? They don't have a means to an end. It's just on and on and on. And it's a cycle. It's a trap. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that they are a part of a system. You see what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. They just in the system being recycled. And they don't even know that they don't even know what system that they're a part of.
Yeah.
It's important that we explain to them what system so they know the tools and what to do to avoid it. You see what I'm trying to say? Because if you don't know, then you're just going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You're going to be a roach. You see what I'm trying to say?
Stuck in the trap, right? Mm-hmm. There you go.
So speaking of the system, what is your thoughts on the criminal, the justice system, what they call the justice system, right? Because we see a lot of what goes on, you know what I mean? Police shooting us. People, we getting locked up at a race higher than our counterparts. You know what I mean? Like, what it, and then you got now, we 2021, we about to wrap this year up. We still in a pandemic. It's hard out here. People don't, you know what I'm saying? Some people losing their jobs.
Yeah.
People getting forced to get vaccines and shit. Like,
unfortunately.
What's your take on the justice system?
It's no justice in the system.
Yeah.
We all know that by now. If you don't, you need to wake up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the justice system. Like, what is the justice system?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it here for? Is it here to just oppress us? That's what it's here for.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's built to oppress us. The black skin.
Right.
the black mind. Yeah. You know, I'm not racist. Like, I don't want to. Right. You know, I don't want to get into
neither,
the whole.
Neither is conversation you know, on the right.
You know, yeah. We don't want to get into the whole, you know, racism.
Yeah, racism. Facts.
But I am racism towards people that are racist.
Right.
Yeah. This is between a white person and a redneck. Mm-hmm. See, the redneck mentality is to destroy the black man. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? That's not a white person. A white right. person is a person. Right. A redneck has the mentality to destroy the black man. That's mm-hmm. the mentality. You see what I'm trying to say?
That's the mentality.
So I'm not racist towards white people. I'm racist towards
rednecks.
Hey, it makes sense to me.
Racist towards like rednecks.
Right? So King Zoo, what is that? What does that mean? Your name and how can first off, like, can you just talk to
well,
tell
King
us,
Zoo,
people
King
about
Zoo.
Yourself?
All right, look, King Zoo come from. I used to go by Animal. You know, for those who know me. She's been knowing me for a while.
Long time.
You've been knowing me for, you know, a few years. Everybody, you know me by Animal Thug, you know. Music name, rap name, street name, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. penitentiary, prison.
Yeah.
Since I was 15, you know. Everybody that know me, I didn't, you know, I went to prison at 15. I didn't go to juvenile, down the road, downstate, whatever. I went to DOC. At 15 years old, I was certified as an adult, a part of the system. You know what I mean? I was a cyber in the system. And Animal Thug was basically, you know, it was a mental state. You know what I'm saying? It was a mentality that I had to be, that I had to become. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Being placed in the destructive environment mentality. You know, you got all different type of brains, all different type of mental, you know, rapists, killers, mm-hmm. manipulators, hustlers, right. pimps, drug dealers, whatever you want, you know.
Whatever
that you want to, you know, say is all in one melting pot. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And you have to learn how to play chess and not checkers, you know, and or you're going to be, you know how they say, sheep or the wolf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta make the decision real fast to be that wolf.
So you had to be the king of the zoo. That's where that came from.
The king of the zoo came now after I went through being Animal Thug.
Yeah, yeah.
See, look, you don't be a king until you be crowned. Like, you just can't call yourself a king.
Right.
You gotta go through pain, man. You gotta go through trials and tribulations. You gotta overcome. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm trying to say? To be a king, I overcame.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I overcame that destructive mentality of being Animal Thug. Animal Thug was one way.
Yeah.
Mm. People know me. You know what I'm saying? Animal Thug was one way.
Right.
I didn't have any other way
mm-hmm.
but go. Right. King Zoo evolved
that
from
was
that.
The growth.
Yeah, that was the growth.
Yeah.
See, I'm the king of the zoo now. Okay. I'm not just an animal. I'm the king of the zoo now. Mm. So that's how that name came about.
No, that's a great story. That's a great story, and it's good to hear.
No games, hold. And let me tell you this, though. Let me just say this. Yeah. It's hard to be, you know, a young black man, right? 15 years old, placed in that environment.
I was
without, you know, like, joining a gang, you know, or some other shit. Whatever else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. There's a lot of things that you can become.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say? There's a lot of things that you become. I ain't become nothing but who I am.
Right. Well, let me ask you. At 15, DOC, like, what was that first day like? Mm.
You know what? I can't even explain that. I think a lot of shit is, like, vague. Uh-huh. Blacked out. Uh-huh. Feelings and shit. You don't supposed to have that, so... I probably was probably like nervous or something.
Yeah, fact.
You know, yeah. Nervous of the not knowing. Right. Not nervous at like a fear or nothing.
Right.
Cause that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know. I got 3-4 uncles that's over 6'3", 6'4". I had to fight them all my life. I ain't scared to catch rat. You hear me?
Right.
So it's not the fear of like fearing, it was the fear of not knowing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Fear the unknown.
Yeah, fear the unknown. At 15.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You be in a place in a,
you got a lot in a to vicious learn environment. A little bit of period of time.
Mm-hmm. How long was you down?
10 years.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I did 10 years. I came home at 25.
I feel you. Yeah. Welcome home, man.
Appreciate that. And still, you know, still living, still learning, still going through trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
That was just my first bid. You know what I'm saying? The 10 years was just my first bid. Mm. I had to go through more. I had to learn more. What? You know what I'm saying? Learn some more.
So you talking about the growth. You start, like, I met you as Animal Thug, and you was rapping and thought you was dope then. You know what I'm saying? Always was like, many times you said, I see you out.
Mm.
So you're like, dog, just keep rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Every time you see me, what's up with that music, man? You got some new music. Right. Yeah.
Every time, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
most definitely.
And so now, fast forward to King Zoo, you know what I'm saying? You rapping now and all that. Where did those rap influences come from? What made you start rapping?
Being trapped with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
You feel me? Being trapped with my own thoughts.
Had to get it out some way. It's like therapeutic in a way.
Yeah. Like when you young, you trapped in an environment like that, and you close in, and you got all these different thoughts.
Right.
And you don't know how to get them junks out.
Yeah.
The only way I knew was violence.
Hmm.
That's how I learned how to, you know.
Right.
That's how I was taught to describe my feelings.
That's all you knew at that time.
That's all I knew at that time.
Yeah.
I had to find an outlet, though. I had to find something different. And I always been like a fan of music.
Okay.
You know, I'm from the DMV area. I bounced around a lot.
Yeah.
Due to, you know, family situations and shit. Right. But I'm from D.C.
Okay.
Northeast, you know.
You was born in the city?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And, you know, due to, you know, the upbringing and stuff like that, we had to bounce around a lot, you know, different areas, Maryland, D.C., okay. Virginia, you know, all that.
A lot of adjusting, a lot of change.
Yeah, a lot of change. A lot of growth. Yeah, early.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Early. So basically, like, to have that mentality, brother, like, I had to, like, learn how to, like, adapt.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to be a man ASAP.
Yeah.
15 around, man, you feel me? Like, people, manipulators, things like that, and I had a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
That's who Animal was. Animal was the chip. I wouldn't let nothing go, nothing get past me.
Yeah.
But that penitentiary mind state instilled that in me. You see what I'm trying to say? And then when you lock somebody up for 10 years, and you program them, and then you just kick them out on the street with no type of programs, no guidance, no way to show them a way of how to make a way, then he gonna still have that same.
It's like that for a reason.
You see what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So you could be free, but you still really locked up. You still trapped. You see what I'm trying to say?
But that lends to the cycle. Like, so many men end up right back incarcerated because that's what they know.
Right.
And they haven't, like, been broken from that cycle, you know, that day-to-day mundane type of cycle that you live, mm-hmm. and, you know, shown something better
mm-hmm.
in order to be released and be productive. Mm-hmm. But that goes back to the justice system. It's just us, you know. And
it's just us. Right.
Yeah, it's a struggle, you know. And it's like, and it's also the poor against the rich, because even poor white people end up in the justice system and tossed and turned too.
Yeah.
So you know, if you got the bread, then you know you could talk. You could talk. You could walk. But
green is the.
It's universal. Yeah, it's universal.
Most definitely. But to answer your question too, bro, back to this music though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you asked me like, what, like, am I still doing it? Like, what was your question?
What?
You say you used to see me out, you know what I'm saying? You used to ask me about the
music. My point of saying
that
was just like, I had saw.
I ain't want to miss out on your point. Excuse me. I didn't want to miss out on your point. You were trying to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, my point at that was just saying that I saw talent then, you know what I'm saying? Was just like, keep going. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we have gifts we don't know about, or we have gifts we take for granted. Not saying that was you in that case.
But some of us are scared to be great.
Right, that too.
That
too,
I mean?
scared to succeed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it was in those moments, but anytime that I see people, I feel like anytime you got potential, I always give them, try to give them reassurance. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, do you know what I mean? Because it was times when I was coming up, and like I needed some of that, or I didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why. How'd I find it?
And self,
just belief. You know what I'm saying? Just telling myself every day that it's gonna happen. Self. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's where it stopped, bro.
Yeah, 100%. So for me, yeah, like that's what. For one thing, you gotta look in the mirror. And you just, like you said, self, like believe in yourself. But you gotta know that you're worthy. You know what I mean? Like some people, they don't, like you said. Some people are scared to be great. Some people don't know it. Some people doubt and this, that, and the third one is just like time ain't waits for no one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just jump. Because I've been there. Like even with this, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so yeah. Just. I don't try to take nothing for granted, waste no time, just like go, 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 because, you know what I mean? Life is too short for everybody. So,
look, let me ask you a question. How you think that we change
okay,
the
mentality? Okay, look at you. He's switching the interview. You interviewing us. And say, okay, okay.
How do you think that we change the mentality of our people who feel like they're not good enough? How do we change that mentality?
We got to tell everybody that they are good enough and that we love them and that they're great. They more than good enough.
How we do
every
that?
Time, just like when we come, when I just in that way, you know what I'm saying? When I was like, yo, keep going, you got some, blah, blah, blah.
But, in that field, bro.
Right.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. It's the everyday. It's, and the people feel like they too big to big people up sometimes. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When that shit costs nothing, mm-hmm. that shit free. Mm-hmm. And you probably feel better doing it at the end of the day. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. And you don't know what that may mean to somebody on a Wednesday, mm-hmm. on a late Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that shit could go a long way for mm-hmm. somebody. So, that is a great example. Also, just telling people, like, seeing something in them. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got something.
Everybody.
And some people got everybody a lot of things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Most of us do.
Yes.
And so, just really just like fanning the flames of the dreams or the hopes or the aspirations and the ambitions, like, let them know that it. So that's my answer to that question. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you, bro. So my thing is this, right? For me is this. Also, like you had to say this, like understand this. A lot of us haven't been put in positions or places that we've got, you know, everything taken from us.
Right.
A lot of people don't know how that feel.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of people go through life freely, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're good. They got people to fall back on. You know,
they don't have a worry. They don't even real worry in the world.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even care about, like, what the real world is about, because they don't live in that illusion.
Right.
See, we live in that illusion, so we have to. You see what I'm saying? We got to live in that illusion. Like, we have to figure out how to fix our village before we can fix the world.
Yeah, 100%.
See what I'm trying to say? It starts with, like, the community, what y'all doing right here, what y'all doing now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the rappers, the football coaches, things of that nature, like that's where it starts.
Yeah.
It starts in the house too, in the home. Because if the home fucked up, that's it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But if the home messed up, the kid leaves the messed up home, who's going to be there to snatch that kid up and show them the right direction? See, that's what we missing.
Hopefully it's the community. Hopefully. The community. But that's why
hopefully
we gotta be the change to raise a kid that we wanna see and shit. Before we get into anything, you know what I'm saying, move on. Just how can anybody get in contact with you and where can we listen to some of the music that you put out?
My Facebook. You can contact me on Instagram, Facebook. My Instagram is KingZoo_ Slit SLITT_SLITT_ KingZoo Slit is my IG. You can get in contact with me on there. Basically, I'm not really on Facebook. I don't really do the Facebook thing. I did for a while. I had to get off there.
Okay.
I had to get off there. You know what I'm saying? I know. You know, it's good to promote the music and all that.
Yeah.
You know, I come up there. I might, you know. Show them, you know, me doing a little work in the studio and stuff like that. But I don't get into the Facebook politics, man.
Okay.
Yeah, the mentality is slave. You know what I'm saying? People trapped.
Yeah.
People ain't even dealing with the reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to get off of that junk. I got off Facebook. No, I ain't on Facebook. Catch me on Instagram.
You're on Instagram.
And talk to me about some business. Other than that, you know what I'm saying?
So, musical influences, like...
Let's talk about some music.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this album. The Penalty was Def. D-E-F.
Yeah.
D-E-A-F. Not Def. Not like D-E. You know, like T-H. Def. Like I can't hear. Like I ain't want to hear that shit. That type of Def.
Okay.
Yeah, no question.
Okay.
That's the title.
The Penalty. And what's that mean?
The Penalty was Def.
Yeah.
That's what I was facing.
Cause you talk so can we get into that? Cause I know you was talking about they changed some laws. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Off of some things. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's good to see you out here. You ain't had a, you know what I mean? That's some people come back for less. You know what I'm saying? So to see, right. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely take a sip on that. You know what I mean? But yeah, what can you talk about the laws that were changed in Virginia? And is it just for Virginia?
Basically, the law that was changed was basically had to do with like the death penalty.
Okay.
And capital murder. You know, Virginia was one of the states that they could still execute people. Where, you know, they used to do it in, like, you know, where they would shock you. Some states, like, being bag you. Some states,
different,
like...
There's a couple different ways. The little shit they put in your veins or something.
That's what Virginia do.
Okay.
You know, Virginia...
Quick and dirty with it.
Yeah, quick and dirty with it.
They don't do electrocution. Sneaky.
Nah, they don't do electrocution.
That sound like some South shit.
I think at one time they did, though.
Right.
But they switched over to the, you know, to the needle. Anyway, Virginia was one of the states that was actually still doing the death penalty. And in which, that's what I was charged with. I was charged with capital murder, and I was facing the death penalty, the needle, basically, the lethal injection. And after I beat my case at trial, the boys went up, and, you know, they was figuring out, you know, that things wasn't right with that shit, and they got it right, and there's no more death penalty in Virginia.
Off of that joint.
Off of that.
God damn it. Shit. Niggas take a shot for that.
There's no more death penalty in Virginia, so let's take a shot for that. No more. No more.
That's crazy, man.
That is crazy. So, on that, can you speak about that moment of what happened, what got you there?
In that position?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really going... get into like details about
the
situation. I'm gonna have some respect for the victims, family and stuff like that.
Definitely.
And keep it short. I will say this though, life can put you on certain positions, man, in places. At times, things can happen that you may least expect.
Right.
And at that moment. You have to figure out what you're gonna do, and it may put you in other positions. You know what I'm saying? Other situations like it did me to where I was facing capital murder. You know what I mean? The death penalty.
Right.
Where they were seeking it on me. So you know, for those who don't know, like capital murder is different from like first degree, second degree, or manslaughter. Capital murder is basically like a man, it's like a rigged up whole law. Because everybody that sits on this jury has to believe in killing them all. You see what I'm saying? Which is kind of like, if you have common sense, people that believe in killing somebody, death penalty that way is mainly, you know, Southern or redneck states. You see what I'm saying? And no matter how you want to dress it, and put it around and say, you know, that there's no more racism and all that. There is.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's modern days. There is in all places. And so this law, you know, it's basically legal lynching. That's what I like to call it. Legal lynching. You see what I'm saying? It's not done, you know, illegally behind the scenes and all that. They're doing it right in front of your face now. Legally. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I was... the only person in Virginia to ever go to trial and beat the death penalty. Only person.
Damn. Boy, you didn't play the goddamn...
The only person. So I basically made history, you know, as being the first person to go to trial facing capital murder and being acquitted. You see what I'm saying? For one. Then two, it's also a lot of politics in my situation because we got a portrait of Robert E. Lee removed out of the courtroom before I went to trial. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, like we sitting in court one day and we're looking at all these portraits around us, all these different faces and things like that, you know, different like older judges that, you know, was up there prior to the judge that was up there before. Shout out to Judge Sanders, man, he's a good judge. You hear me? That's a good man right there. Anyway, so we look back and behind us, it was the biggest, you know, the biggest portrait in the courtroom. And it was Robert E. Lee. And I'm saying myself, I'm like, dang. Well,
you knew that when you saw it.
Yeah. I mean, who don't know who Robert E. Lee is?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't know who the fuck that pretty okay, sure so, is. Just
okay, so
I'm going to
say this right. Like,
he
when
on
you,
the
when
horse
you,
on that little
when
statue
you,
right there.
You know,
that's going to make him look big.
I mean, you know, Robert E. Lee is all in the news about how they changing his name.
Right. Everything getting changed.
You know, people know.
Down, all that.
People are getting familiar now. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed because I was placed in a situation to where I had to seek it. You know what I mean? Right. So I made no things that other people wasn't because they out here just, you know, living day to day. But when you sat down and actually have to seek knowledge and teach yourself things,
right,
you may, you know a little more. I know enough this. I know enough that I turned around and I say, that's that motherfucking crack. Yeah. You hear me? That's Robert E. Lee. You hear me? And what he doing up in this courtroom, you feel me? And so my team got together, my team of lawyers. Thank God for them. You hear me? These are like the most beautiful people on earth.
I bet, man.
You see what I'm saying? Like
the eyes.
People
like
that really,
almost.
You know, God put people in your
shout out to them.
In your life that, like, you know, for a reason. Everything happened for a reason.
I'm pretty sure they rate went up.
Even, huh?
I'm pretty sure they rate went up after that joint.
Well, you might got to go through me. You hear me? You hear me? Yeah, but you might got to go through me. And they say that they can't hear.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man.
But yeah.
So one thing you mentioned earlier, from the first time was the transition back to there's no plan, there's no help, there's no nobody out there helping a program, really, so to speak, helping people like yourself and others. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black and brown people adjust from being locked in and coming back out to the streets and shit. So, like, when you came back out, can you kind of talk about, like, how did you adjust mentally in getting out? Either time. Like, how did you adjust mentally, you know what I'm saying, coming back out here? Because, like you said,
I don't want to compare the times.
Okay.
Because the mental state is different.
So, let's talk about the first one. The first time you came, was 25.
Animal thug.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Animal thug.
Yeah, you was just fresh animal out. Thug. Yeah, you was just Bart. Fresh out. And you 25. Bart. So you fresh
so
out. So 25, fresh out.
Survival. You know what I'm saying? And the survival mind state, like, by any means necessary, all them type of things that sound good in the that you put in your head and you live by and you be willing to die by.
Right.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And it be just a destructive mind state.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ain't nobody ever show you no way.
Right.
You don't know no other way. Okay. This all you know. Yeah. You got to deal with now. You got to deal with reality. Fuck tomorrow.
Right.
That's the mind state of the black man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
This time, I had to readjust that. I had to reevaluate that.
Yeah.
But the only way that I was able to do that, I'm going to speak for me.
Yeah.
And Allah knew this, was he had to break me down.
Okay.
You see what I'm trying to say? He had to put me in the most vulnerable situation ever, possibly, for me to be able to sit down and understand, or else things wouldn't have changed. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So what was really a disaster was really like a blessing for me.
He had to humble you for
he
a second.
He had to humble me, though.
So now, but you had to listen, too. Like, so one thing had happened, but then you had to, you know what I mean? Shit could happen to us all every day, but exactly. Something made you listen. You know what I mean? So I think that's why I really want to get the listeners and shout out the Risen Radio. You know what I'm saying? To know is like, not only does something have to happen, exactly. You have to want to check. You have to want to. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
You hear me? Accountability.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, life happens. Shit happens. Things
right.
change.
Sure. Every
but
day.
You still gotta ask yourself, what could you have done?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In order to avoid the situation. Another situation like that, you still gotta say, okay, but what could I have done?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All of this is accountability.
Okay.
You know.
So.
And so that's what I deal with. I hold myself.
That's how you. That's how you make the adjustment this time
that's how
out.
I make the adjustment.
That's what's up, man.
So when you in the cell and you. Being threatened with the needle on your arm every night, and you looking up at that bottom bunk, you got a lot of thoughts and things like that that run through your mind, and you tell yourself, what would I do?
Yeah.
If I was given the chance to, you know, get out these doors again.
Yeah.
All right, what would I do, though?
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And then when you ask yourself that, and I'm telling myself, I'm getting out of here. I believe that.
Yeah.
Nobody else believed it. I believed it.
Yeah.
And so because I believed it, I was able to adjust my brain and wake up every morning with a purpose. So when the blessings came for me to leave, I was able to know.
He was ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready. That's I rumble, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, dog. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. So this album you got dropping.
The penalty was death.
The penalty was death. You know what I'm saying? Are you so you back out here recording? You know what I mean. Are you doing features with people out here? Back where you at? Like we kind of talk about the album a little bit. You know what I'm saying. What can the people expect?
Well, I'm mainly like on this album right here. It's kind of more so personal. It's personal for me because like nobody was in that cell with me.
Yeah.
Nobody was in there enduring that pain, losing. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling that hurt.
Yeah.
Going through
thoughts.
That. Yeah, with them thoughts. I was in that cell. So, since I've been home, you know, I've had a lot of artists, you know, reach out for, like, features and things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Show the love and things like that. But for me, it was more so, like, me focusing on me first.
Yeah.
Right.
And me, you know, getting this first project. My story.
Okay, that's real.
You know,
I
before I,
that.
You know, worried about time
so
and the other
straight.
Artists. So it's just basically just like producers and me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I write my own shit.
Yeah.
You
I
know.
Look forward to hearing it, man. So when can we be, you know what I'm saying, on the lookout for that? Dropping this year before.
No. The penalty of death?
Yeah.
Dropping January.
January. Okay, next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, man. We trying to have this wrapped up in January, by the end of January. That's why I'm up here. The album is done. We just cleaning and mixing.
On short notice, man.
Yeah, man.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, brother. No question.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Well, man, talking about the rap, you know what I'm saying? You've been watching the verses.
Oh.
We're always talking about the verses up here.
I catch the verses.
Did y'all catch the last one?
You know I caught the motherfucker.
Nope.
3-6 and Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was classic. Hey man, a lot of classic people came out there too.
They brought out everybody.
A-Ball.
Terrence Howard.
Terrence
came out
Howard came out there talking about his heart out here for a pill.
Brought out Lil Wayne.
No, hey. Lil
Wayne. They brought out Wayne?
They brought out Lil Wayne and shit.
Flip.
Who brought out Wayne? Bone.
3-6.
Lil Flip.
I didn't know that.
Lil Flip came out.
Lil Flip was there.
Yeah, they brought everybody, dog. They brought everybody.
That, nigga? Somebody else came through
Lil
that.
Chat.
Yo.
They brought out fuck.
Oh, yeah. Chat. Yeah.
Project Pat.
Yeah,
you know
they
what I'm
Project Pat.
Yeah. Now, that shit was cool. Yeah, niggas got the record. Nigga, Busy Bone.
That shit was okay.
Yeah, I guess Busy Ball caught feelings that somebody was mocking him. You know what I'm saying?
He said, "You ugly motherfucker."
He said, "Just like that, little
bit." Yeah, he went off on the nigga.
You ugly motherfucker ain't gonna be just mocking me while I'm up here.
Yeah. And Juicy said, "Suck my dick." I know. I was like,
you know, as soon as you do that, that's where
he threw the bottle.
Yeah, he threw his bottle over there. Niggas ran towards Busy. He ran back. And then security came and broke it up.
I gotta catch the highlight.
That joke was right here. It was a lot of people came out there.
Why you don't watch Versus?
Somebody came out. Was it Lil Jay?
You love hip hop. No, you a hip hop.
Right. Yeah, come out there, Jay.
Yeah, you a hip hop.
Was it Lil Jay?
Lil
Jay came out there, Jay. Yo, that's crazy. Lil Jay came out there. Like, that joint was.
I gotta go back and watch that one.
And they got the fighting.
Straight entertainment.
It was a concert. Straight entertainment. Yeah, I go back and I'll watch it if it's a good one.
So it's like, now you just gotta find another verses that's gonna top this one, because you can't beat this one right here. Can't nobody beat this one.
Niggas got wrecked.
Like, but
yeah,
before
that was funny,
though. Yeah, that was good.
And 3-6 killed it, as they should. Like, they got so many hits, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was so cute how they all came together at the end. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know, that's real.
Exactly. Because they probably was like, nigga, you ain't about to get your back in if y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? No offense. Somebody said something to him.
As soon as they went to go shake hands, he was like, "I'll motherfucking kill you." And Juicy, I'm like, "Trap, nigga." You know what I'm saying?
He's 1999.
Yeah.
He retarded. Shout out to Versus, man.
Shout out to Versus.
I mean, let me tell you something. Honestly, like, I don't even know why they even matched them together, but I'm glad they did match them together.
It was a show, man.
Zoo, who would you like to see in the Verses, man? Two artists. You don't even got dead or alive. Preferably alive, but who would you like to see in the Verses?
We
want to
see it, too.
That's a good question. See, Verses are songs.
Yeah.
Like, when they do Verses, they doing, like, song for song.
Yeah, song for song, best 20
or
whatever.
So I got to think about song for song. Who make good songs, man, nowadays? I'd say Lil Baby and Youngboy.
Mm.
I think Youngboy got more hits than Lil Baby on the low.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Youngboy do got more hits than, I think he do, too. I would agree with
you. Lil Baby, anything.
But Lil Baby be cranking, though.
Listen.
I don't know if he can.
Listen, he does.
Lil Baby be cranking, though,
think about
though,
it,
man.
Though. And listen, but if you really think about it, Youngboy got some droppers.
Yeah, I gotta go back and listen.
Lil Baby just got the, you know,
yeah.
He
got the spotlight.
Out some music
he on
though,
fire.
Like,
but if you check his numbers though,
it ain't moving like
NBA number one.
Oh, yeah.
Don't nobody got more views on YouTube.
He still locked up.
That's because he locked up. Yeah, he still locked
None
up.
None of that. Young boy, scraping the game up right now.
I mean, he do got more. You know what I'm saying, for real, but. I'm taking Lil Baby, man. I fuck with that nigga. That nigga be cranking, man.
And see, that'll make it interesting.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Top five.
I'm
top
saying
five
as far as like today's music go. If you want to talk about
top five rappers for you. Who are your top five
Styles.
Rappers? Styles. Ooh.
Styles one of my favorites of all times. Yeah. Shout out to Ghost, you know what I mean? And the Phantom.
Yeah.
Styles one of my favorites.
Good one out the break. Okay.
Tupac.
Okay. Respect. Rest in peace,
Nas.
Nas, my favorite rapper. I respect that all day.
Did he talk to you before you got here?
Huh?
Did he talk to you before you got here? Because he won't let nobody say Nas.
I'm a real hip hop fan.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
His record clean. Ain't no.
I fuck with Nas too. I'm just saying.
Who I say? Styles.
Styles. Nas.
I say Styles, Nas. Who was it I say?
Pop.
Pop.
I'm going to go down south.
Nice little list, too.
I'm going to say one of my all-time favorites is Pat. I'm going to say Project
Pat.
Okay,
Project Pat. Respect that.
Pat's one of my favorites.
Okay, Getty Green.
As far as south goes.
Getty Green.
This
is a classic-ass album.
Scarface.
Scarface.
Hey,
that's why I thought you brought up.
Yeah.
Scarface.
Uncle Face.
And then, you know, we can go down the lines of the Jada Kisses, Fab.
Okay.
Of
course.
You know.
Yeah. So you like them spitters and shit.
Yeah,
you
2 like Chainz. I'm a big 2 Chainz fan.
Okay.
Also.
So you like bars and shit, and that's what you...
I like a variety. I like a variety.
You kind of like a bar lord yourself and shit. You like the
like
wordplay and shit.
Yeah, yeah. But I like to be universal also. It just depends on my mood, you know.
It makes sense now, hearing, you know what I'm saying, who your top five is and shit.
Stories.
Yeah.
You know, things that, you know, you can always go back to and press. And relate to it.
Yeah.
You know, the new music, cool, and the wave and all that. Right. I can give with that, too.
But the age we came up in, man, that's a classic era. That golden era, man.
We'll never get to that.
90s, 2000s.
Yeah, never that.
Like, that's just something. You just
2000.
We'll never get to that.
Yeah.
I think we can if motherfuckers get back to the passion of it. You know what I'm saying? That money, so much money now, it's like.
Why is everybody rapping off beat, though?
That's only in the in certain areas.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's not areas. All of them, but I mean, like, you'll hear them on it, it just be like.
I like how R&B is coming back.
Y'all got a radio in here?
Yeah, it's coming
we
back.
We do, but we are an engineer.
Okay, he's not here.
JB.
No.
JB, shout out to JB, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tisha started laughing. She funny. Hey, Rhythmics Radio, man. Mondays, 8 p.m. You know we here every Monday.
8 p.m.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all for always tuning in and listening and subscribing. Follow us on
rocks.
Follow us on the IG, man, and the Facebook, man. We appreciate the love. It's happy holidays to all the people who celebrate all the different holidays. You might do a
Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. Shout out to Kwanzaa and shit.
Or whatever you into.
You know what I'm saying? The one with the Santa and shit, so. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody out there. Love y'all. Before we get out of here, man, again, how can everybody get in contact with you, Zoo? You know what I'm saying? You out here, you wrapping up the album.
Yes, I'm wrapping up the album, Penalty with Death, man. You contact me on IG, King Zoo, slit, underscore.
Okay.
Or my name, man, Darcell Murphy, man. You can Google me, man. Anything you need to know, you know what I'm saying? Facebook, Darcell Murphy, Instagram, King Zoo, slit.
But
that's how you get in touch with me, man.
And before we get out of here, man, is there anything that you want to tell to the people before we roll?
Stay dangerous.
Got some time. We ain't leave. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
I was gonna say, man, maybe you could spit a verse. You gonna you could.
But well, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, or play some. You know what I mean?
Look to that ox right there that he brought out.
Somebody pull up, man. We all using our phone for. Let me see if I can pull up something, man. Just any little instrumental, huh?
Nah, I want to sing you a song or something. That's what I do. How about I sing you a song or something? And, you know, you need to holler at him. You know the dude. He got the No Tomatoes coming on after us. He can, you know what I'm saying? He got his own little radio.
My Wi-Fi ain't connected to this joint.
Yeah. Get with him.
Shout out to Goose
in the building.
Send your
music to him. He'll play that joint on here.
Nah, that joint ain't got a.
You got a different.
Yeah. You ain't never. You a rapper too?
Man, you know how I be rapping.
You know, you jump on every.
You know how I be rapping. Patrick Petter.
You came in smooth with that joint.
Who's your top five? Who your top five?
Who my top five?
Yeah, who's your top five?
Man, that should change just for the record. Every just because it's how I feel, what I've been listening. But it'll. But some of the usuals is
I can't get top five chains.
Just depending. It might be a six that if I might listen to they joint
be a six, man.
Slide out. You know what I'm saying? Just depending on what albums I listen to or what vibe. But the top five will be probably something like this. Nas first for sure.
Nas is your all time.
Yeah, it's my favorite rapper and shit. You know what I'm saying? The first albums I started listening to, I was like, what the fuck is this train in the background? Ill Matt, just like all the, how, the texture on that joint, you know what I'm saying?
He was painting pictures.
Like, and I just felt like nobody can really do that when I first started listening to rap. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga just so cool and just like never went out, like still lasted every error, you know what I'm saying? Flawless to me.
Original.
Yeah, like ain't had to bite nobody, hate like.
Original.
And I feel like when he went up against Goliath, because at that time when he went with Jay, Everybody was like, J.
Ether,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Mean,
so,
wasn't it?
So for
I fuck with Jay. I like Jay.
Get through that.
Jay the Blueprint.
Still weather the storm. Even though,
but he demolished,
you know, people look at money first. Like, oh, who's more successful? No matter what, if they really did beat you, they still looking like, okay, well, he still got more money than them. Like, nah, what are you talking about? Yeah. The art. Well, why we
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when he weathered that storm, I was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, this can't do it. So Nas, I say Biggie, for sure Biggie up there.
Biggie over Pop?
Biggie over Pac simply because I listened to a lot more Biggie, even though he only had a couple albums. Mm-hmm. I listened to them shits like, well, the tapes, you know what I'm saying, to them shits Pop, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I feel like if he did, you know what I'm saying, I all respect to Pac, and mm-hmm. like, you ain't never gonna find another.
Most definitely.
Like, whoever, who be able to transcend generations.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no poet, all that beautiful person, like, act... The best rapper actor to me, period. You know what I'm saying? So, but I say Nas, Big, Pac, then I say motherfucking. I might say a Jada. I listen to a lot of Jada and the Locks coming up. You know what I'm saying? So I say Jada right after that. And then if I had to go south, I'm gonna go T.I. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to y'all. Just because, like, when he came out, I feel like he ain't really put out no bad work too much. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good pick.
But, again, that shit might change. I might listen to a lot of Snoop one week and be like, you know what I'm saying? Snoop, listen to a lot of Dogfather.
You
know what I'm saying?
Shit, Snoop is your top five, man.
That shit changes,
look, Snoop is my top five.
Snoop is your top five?
Snoop, we go first. I fuck with Snoop.
How old are you?
I'm 4.
I can understand that.
Oh, wow.
I can understand why Snoop
would
be
Snoop,
top five.
Might as well go Snoop.
And you was out in the West, too, for a little minute. So
I go Jay-Z. I would go J. Cole. Yeah. I put Cole in that joint.
Why Cole?
I fuck with Cole. Like, he just so smooth with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's so real. Like, it's just, like, that nigga's just talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that. So he's just, like, really just straight talking to you. Mm-hmm. Cole really stands out to me.
I like that pick.
Another one, I would do Fab.
Snoop, J. Cole, Fab.
And my last one, if I go down south, because I took my ass, but my next one would be Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Rick Ross, he produced his tracks just crazy. His sound is just crazy.
Yeah.
He's a poet, too. I'd probably put Jay in there before T.I. and shit. You know, I think about it. What about you, Tish?
Yeah.
You got top five rappers?
It would have to be Scarface first. Mm.
Okay.
I would throw T.I. in there.
Okay.
Bun B.
Okay, okay.
MJG. Respect.
Okay.
Look at you.
Okay.
Look at you.
Hey, she said Bun B, though.
Space Age Pimp.
Not Pimp?
Yeah.
Pimp or Bun, which one?
You can put them as a group.
You
got
to put them
as a group.
They go together.
I like that.
Okay. And then my last one, I got to throw it to a female. So Lil' Kim.
Lil'
Kim.
Respect
the
Lil' Kim.
She changed the game. She put the female in
there.
Like that.
Lil'
Kim. She did.
Yeah, shout out to hip hop, man. Like, you know,
it's
man, everything. What would we not do?
It's our strength, man.
Like, dog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what I would be doing without hip hop music, dog. Like, that shit is just the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to this hoodie that I got. Shout out to Outkast. You know what I'm saying?
Outkast.
That went diamond.
I would love to see them.
You know, they went
diamond
with that.
Or guess who?
Outkast, man, uh-huh. It's hard because they unorthodox. You know what I'm saying? Like, who can you put Outkast? We done talked about this many
episodes.
You know
what?
It has to be two people.
Think about this.
Mob Deep.
Mob Deep? No.
East, South versus North. No. Two people.
No, if you put them against that,
you know what I
I'm going to throw one with it.
I'm going to do this.
Two people.
I'm going to tell you, I would say Tribe Called Quest. Go old school over new school.
Absolutely. I say that'd be the closest one.
Tribe Called Quest.
That'd be one of the closest. Against Outkast.
Come on. There's
two different.
They was the first abstract rappers out there.
If you put them on verses against Outkast will demolish them.
Yeah, people. I agree. That's why it's gonna be tough with Outkast.
I don't think so.
It will. The crowd. What I'm speaking is the crowd.
What you think about that though? For real.
Listen, bro.
If you can put the first old school against new school
verses, now
that would be
the
tough.
Crowd,
right?
You got to the people. Because
it's a different. You're right. Because it's a different. It's not just music.
Okay. It's the age difference. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even that. It's what he's saying, and I can respect that. It's like, you know, you remember the locks and the Dipset joint. Like, when you take the crowd and you take, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like a boxing fight. You know what I'm saying? You hit a motherfucker in the mouth real quick. The blood start going. As soon as they drop Sour Miss Jackson,
it's a wrap.
You can change the momentum. You know, it's almost like a sport. So I can see why he can say that.
It's a sport, bro. That's what it is.
I don't know. I think it'll be tough. I don't know. I can't even think of nobody out of my head right now who could go.
Who else do you put against Outkast? And we talked about this how many times?
Only thing I can think of, somebody else in the Dungeon Family, because he said two people. So I'm thinking maybe somebody else in the Dungeon Family, maybe
Goody Mob.
Future, maybe Goody Mob.
It had to be Goody Mob.
Or somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's. Yeah,
it has to be two people. If you're gonna put Outkast, it gotta be two people.
Oh, okay. Gangsta.
We talking about hits now on verses. I mean, I'm still
going with Outkast. But we just said. Right. Oh, versus
that's
new.
Tough.
That's
tough when you run. Just think about, you know what I'm saying? Like and shout out to Swiss and Tim, just for them to, you know what I'm saying, be in a position to try out to figure out them shits every time. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Before we wrap up, man, my lovely co-host, man, y'all got anything before we go? Zoo, you got anything, anybody? You know what I'm saying?
Man, I just want everybody, man, to be safe, man. Be safe, take care of yourself, your family.
Album dropping next month.
The penalty was death.
Yeah.
You know, the streets are going to be hearing about it. Everybody going to be hearing about it. I'm going to make it big.
Okay.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's my story. You hear me?
Yeah.
I promise you, you're going to make it big. You hear me?
Okay.
Well, hey, listen, next year is my year. I'm claiming it for all the artists, for all the, you know what I'm saying?
Slam that.
The first year was about getting the business in order because I'm an independent. I run my own independent label. Mm. So it ain't even about the rapping. It's about the business first, the structure. The first year, we got business in order. Next year, we coming for blood. You hear me?
I hear you.
All right, and most definitely. Slick, King Zoo in the building, man. Appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, man. Likewise.
No question.
Tish, Los, what y'all got to say to the people before we wrap out of here?
Hey, man. I just appreciate y'all for being around, man. Appreciate everybody. I'm had shit.
Okay, I see. You look confused. Like
all the way, you know what I'm saying? But like, shout out to my Diamond Princess, my 3FA, Chocolate Man, everybody. And you already know what it is.
Tish, shout out to Mia Morrison.
You already know. That's all it's going to be. Yeah. MiaMorrison.com. Go ahead, order now. I can get you by Christmas. It's going to be a fee. I could get you by Christmas.
Right. No
also,
doubt.
I'm going house to house too, especially on Christmas Eve. So if you need a basket, I got $100 basket.
You're giving away gift sets. You're giving away gift baskets.
I'm not giving nothing away. I'm selling $100 gift baskets.
So you're going house to house.
Yeah. If you need a gift basket, you forgot your loved ones. Hit me.
Okay.
I know
that's right.
Shout out to Rhythmic Radio, man. We bought it a wrap out of here. Shout out to Eversmith
Merry
Organics.
Merry Christmas, man. Happy holidays to everybody.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Have a great week. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for tapping in with us before y'all started y'all week. But you got a short week this week, so make the most of it. Spend the time with the fam. Y'all spend the time with us. Y'all my fam. Appreciate y'all. And you know we always had the conversations on the rocks, baby. Love y'all. And next time, you know what I'm saying? We'll see y'all Mondays. Mondays, 8 p.m. Rhythmic Radio, IG Live, Facebook. Tap in, man, with the gang. Love y'all.